Do you love your pets? Feed them good food. Feed them Canidae. Canidae is an independent and family-owned pet food company who uses the same care and the same quality ingredients they want for their own pets when making their pet foods. Go to Canidae.com, that's Canidae.com/podcast, and try it for free by requesting a free sample and get other special offers. Coming up on TMS, get out of my garage.
Who's going to drive you home tonight?
Apparently not Paulina.
Yeah.
600K gone like that.
Now that's a lunch break.
Trade you your leftovers for beer.
The moon can't be real, can it?
It totally can. Major spoilers and more. Oh, yeah, that's right. I said that on a Thursday. Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Am I dreaming, or is everyone in heaven as beautiful as you?
You're not dreaming, and you're not in heaven, Colonel, but thanks for the compliment.
The assumption is porn is... Yeah, woo!
The Morning Stream! That's a spicy meatball!
Okay, real quick before we launch anything, I think he's got the wrong emphasis on where the A goes in that spicy meatball thing. I'm going to play it one more time. You tell me, okay? So here we go. Here it is.
The Morning Stream. That's a spicy meatball.
I think it's supposed to be, that's a spicy, no, that's a spicy meat. No, how's it go?
It should be, that's a spicy meatball. Yeah. He's got it right.
Is it right?
Yeah, come on now.
All right. I don't want to get picky. I don't want to get picky here. Oh, this isn't my job to be picky. My job is to tell you fine folks at home that this is the morning stream for May 3rd. The 3rd of May. That's right. We've got kind of free comic book day coming up. 2018, everybody. That's coming up this Saturday. In fact, I'm going to tell you about it right now before I do anything else because this is a grand tradition here at the Frog Pants Network, where you can get free prints. This year, it's a villain year. And so I created a Dr. Doom print. And he's all wily-eyed and looking crazy, which is something I was aiming for there.
I saw this, and it's fantastic.
Pretty excited about that. And then Carter did the Rhino. So both Marvel villains this time around. And,
did she do the true Rhino, or did she do the Paul Giamatti...
That's a good question. Right, what would you call this? Because
that one I haven't seen.
Let's see. Oh yeah, you haven't seen this, have you? At some point in the show, I'll let you see it. Here it is now. Let's see if we can just show it to you now. Okay. So here's. Yeah. So I'm gonna give you a. I'm gonna put a link in the chat here, and everyone can click that and look at it. But that's your lady there, or that's your guys.
There you go. Okay, that's traditional original. Flavor,
yeah, like old rhino. School rhino. Yeah, he's got kind of a perfect pink background thing going, which is kind of cool. So that's Carter's.
I love it, and I would never ever. This is absolutely not a criticism,
right?
But I love the tail.
Like, oh yeah, the tail's great.
I don't remember the original rhino having a tail, and it's a mistake on Steve Ditko's part that the original rhino did not have a tail.
I agree. This is Marvel's fault for not figuring out a way to put a tail on there at least some point in the career of this character. But nonetheless, there it is. There's my Dr. Doom chat room. You can see them standing next to each other. So those are the two free prints you'll get. They'll be signed by us. For those listening at home, you can check out the website on Saturday. There will be a 24-hour sale that includes deep, deep discounts on a bunch of rad stuff in the store, along with these free comic books. So you may pick up some other stuff while you're there if you're looking for a good deal. But these are 100% free, and it doesn't matter where you live. As is the tradition since 2012, we started doing this. Mm-hmm. They come to you 100% free. There's no nothing. You can live in the Australia. You'll get these in the mail for free. You could live next door to me. You'll get them in the mail for free. It's just the way it is. it's a way for us to just show a big appreciation thing, and it's something we really love doing. So take advantage of it this weekend. Nice. Frogpants.com. Click on the store link, and you're in. Urine.
Like Flynn.
All that is true. Hey, someone tried to break into my house yesterday.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I really should. By the way, I'm Scott. That's Brian. I don't think I ever said that.
Oh, hi.
People know.
They know.
People know.
They know.
Email me if you're new today, okay? Email us at themorningstream@gmail.com if this is the first time you've listened and if you had no idea who we were, because I doubt any of you are going to write me. Anyway, so middle of the day, like right in the broad daylight, the garage was open because Kim was unloading stuff from the car, groceries or something. So the back trunk is bloop, popped up. I'm doing a show with Tom Merritt.
Which is the only viable reason you could have for not helping your wife bring in groceries.
Oh, of course, 100%, Brian. I would always normally be out there. So she's out there doing that, and I'm down here doing that. And she brings in a load, puts him down, opens the door that leads to the garage again, and sees some dude her description is he's wearing his pants so low they were basically just not on him.
Oh, jeez.
So kind of gangstery pants, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's a truck just parked kind of right behind us with another very sneaky-looking dude huffing away on some sort of homemade-looking cigarette, probably pot, who knows. I don't know. I'm not trying to cast aspersions here. I don't know. Yeah. But as soon as she opens the door, this guy who's walking toward the garage is looking back at the truck and saying, "Yep, I got it." And then he's heading toward our garage, looking like he is, according to her, making a beeline for looking at for whatever was in the trunk and also maybe grabbing my bike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like broad daylight. And I think what they thought was that somebody had left all this open and was in the house and not coming out.
Right.
So she happened to come out right
basically
then.
Driving up and down the neighborhoods looking for somebody who's got the garage open. And
yeah, basically, yes. Wow. I think that was the whole plan. So she comes out, she locks eyes, she makes eye contact with the runner or whatever his role is. And he kind of freezes for a second. And then the Chemical Brothers kick in. Just kidding, not really, but that's how I picture it. He immediately turns around, runs, jumps in the back of this truck, and this guy peels out. So Kim, people don't know this about her. She's the sweetest, nicest person you've met. If you've met her, you're like, "Oh, she's so kind. She brought me water when I needed it," or she all these things. But when you cross her, dude, holy shit. Clear the room. Everybody look out. The freaking Hulk is back. She is going to kill somebody. So she just was so angry, so pissed.
I'm picturing her running after the truck like Robert Patrick in Terminator 2. Stoic, determined look on her face.
Yeah, leaving part of her molten arm in the car and all that.
Right.
Well, she did that. She ran out there.
Did she really? Okay,
yeah,
wow.
Just like waving her arms and yelling. And she was super pissed. And she called, and then immediately got on her phone, called 911, said, "There are people in this neighborhood driving around, you know, looking for open garages or whatever." And the cops came like that. They were here fast. It was great. And they then proceeded for the next, I don't know, couple of hours patrolling the entire area trying to see if they can find out where these guys went. They never did find them. And Kim also stalking around, like out there.
Really?
Like, meh. And she'll stop by a neighbor's house, conk, 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 open the door. "Hey, just so you know, this is happening. Just be careful. Just so you know, be watchful. If you see anything, call," and whatever. So she's like in full community, you know, support mode or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm down here going, "Bitcoin, how does it work?"
So, oh, man.
Anyway,
holy cow.
Crazy, right? So anyway. Foiled, though. They were foiled.
Good, good. I'm glad glad the situation didn't get ugly. Although I think just knowing Kim, I think she could have taken them. I haven't seen them. But no,
she would have kicked his ass. Them. She would have totally tackled that guy if she could have. And she would have, too. She's crazy that way. Like, I never worry about, well, I mean, okay, no matter what, you know, any sort of attack or assault or anything is bad.
Yeah.
But when the stereotype of something crazy like that happening and then somebody retreating and going, "Ooh," and then kind of hiding in the corner and hope they don't talk to them kind of thing, it's not her way. In fact, she's probably going to get her in trouble one day. Like at a bank robbery when everyone hits the floor and puts their hands over their heads, she's going to stand there and they're going to say, "I said get down," and she's going to go, and just like leap at him. So anyway, I am now going to, I've decided now, because not that, you know, we usually close our garage. We're very, very good at that. And I'm not that worried about it. And this seems like kind of a weird one-off they didn't. The description of these guys is like nobody knows who they were. So it's not like they stalk around here or live around here or anything like that. It's generally speaking a very quiet, safe neighborhood. However, I kind of want to get a garage camera just because.
Yeah.
You know, just so I have it and I can look at it. Even if it's just to say, Kim, they're on your they're at your 12 o'clock, go, go, go. Like, even if it's just for that, I think I might get one. Somebody, was it Nicole or someone said those Amazon cameras are awesome.
Nicole was talking about the Amazon cameras, yeah. And if I didn't already have a couple MIPC cameras, then I would have gone with the Amazon because those came out afterwards. And they just seem like, all right, these are the easiest ones to set up. Yeah. I don't know if they have a night vision thing because you'd probably want that as well, but...
Yeah.
I wonder if any of your neighbors who already have cameras going, because doesn't your neighbor across the street, doesn't Tesla neighbor have a camera kind of pointed at your house?
Yeah, kind of. It's more at his driveway than it is us. I mean, I can see the way it's angled. I'm sure it can see a chunk of me, but not. It's mostly to say, don't put a bag of poo on my driveway ever again. Mm-hmm. He got a new Tesla, too, by the way. I don't know what's going on with that guy. Brand new green Tesla.
Just call him Nikola.
I don't know what's going on. Elon Musk must be buddies or something.
I think so. What's going on there?
Yeah, here it is. Amazon Cloud Cam security camera works with Alexa. Oh, sorry, Alexa.
But probably more inside cams, but you could have them inside the house pointed towards the outside.
Yeah, it says here. Are they wireless? No, they can't be. Are they? Maybe they are.
No.
I want wireless is what I want.
Well, you got to have power to the camera.
That's true. Oh, I see. But the actual connectivity should be wireless, shouldn't it?
Yeah, mine. Yeah, the ones I have are all wireless. You just have to have a USB connection to a plug, a power plug.
So these are $119 a piece. That seems expensive to me for some reason.
How much is your peace of mind worth, Scott? How much? Can you put a price on your safety?
No. I can't. And
your bicycle, you can put a price on your bicycle.
Yeah, that's totally true. I could. I don't know what
Ring.
That thing's
worth. Oh, Ring is great. We have the Ring doorbell, and I think Ring has a security cam as well.
They do. They're also owned by Amazon now, so you're kind of buying them either way.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. There's that. Hey, also, breaking news that's just here to destroy the 80s child and all of us.
Right.
The long-running relationship of Paulina Poroskova and Rick Ocasek from The Cars. They say they are now peacefully separated.
Oh, what a great... I love that term. It's like the conscious uncoupling by Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Yep, that sounds right. Isn't that what they said something dumb like that, didn't they?
Yeah, conscious uncoupling.
Oh my gosh, dude.
like basically what happens with a tractor trailer and the and the trailer it's pulling.
Isn't she selling some kind of like horse lube or something now? What's her deal? She's besides being occasionally in a Marvel movie, she's selling some kind of weird plant-based like
goop. She's selling goop. Which I thought was like a
It's like a
food thing, isn't it?
Oh, is it a thing you eat?
Oh, she's selling everything. Wow. Yeah, I guess it is lube. Okay. She's wow, that's an interesting photo on goop.com.
Really?
Right away.
Really? Goop.com. GOOP.com. That's a good domain.
Yeah, that's a steal. She must have paid a squatter for that business.
Whoa, the Goop Guide to Sex.
Yeah, I was looking over at the sex toys with a sense of humor. That does not look I don't know what you do with that balloon.
Yeah. Me neither. Oh, geez, what is this site about? This is all about sexy time.
It is.
Okay, all right. Well done. Gwyneth Paltrow, I guess. I don't know what you're doing. But I thought she was the one that... She wasn't the one that said, chew up your food and then spit it in your kid's mouth or whatever.
That was Alicia Silverstone.
Okay. All right, yeah. Get that mixed up. You think she's still all doing that? She's still like chewing a piece of brisket and going, all right, here you go, boy.
I think her child is probably old enough that... he's eating just fine solid foods. I don't think he needs.
I hope.
Alicia to chew
I hope she still leans over and just horks it on her plate, on his plate, and says, "Here, eat this. Give me that corn dog."
That's right, exactly. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's funny. I'm seeing beauty, wellness, clothing, shoes, bags, jewelry, little ones, and books. It's funny that you know this site that has somebody looking like they're about to shove a balloon up there.
Yeah.
Whatever, has a menu item for little ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Here, let's have a look at this. Do you like any of the... Oh, don't look at the homepage. Let's not go to the homepage.
Well, all right, Gwyneth. Good job. Yeah. May your...
Stick that in your pepper pots.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that balloon thing. I don't know what that's about.
I don't either.
Oh, they asked the question, is sex addiction real? Let's see here.
It's just one word. Yes. So was there ever any doubt that there were people who were sex addicts?
I don't know. I think there's some.
Duchovny? I think Duchovny's raising his hand saying, yeah, I can. Yeah, sure.
There's some argument as to whether it's real or not. Or not real, but, you know, whether it's currently constituted as real as everyone says it is. But who knows?
It's real to me, Scott. It's real to me.
Well, she sells a whole line of, stuff here. Wow. You don't want to know what the cushy is.
Do I? Come
no.
on.
Or the Aurori porcelain massage stone set. Oh. These are expensive. $200 for this. Strengthen your pelvic floor with gamified exercises. What's your pelvic floor? What's that?
That's when you are basically, if you imagine you've got a little room down there, Scott,
yeah.
There's a ceiling and then there's a floor and a couple walls.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And you, no door.
What's
a couple curtains.
Is the floor typically, I mean, does the floor need strengthening? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't understand any of this. Whatever. I got some weird Luna beads. Those are 60. Hey, look at this one. That looks just like a... that's great.
Glow.
They've got a rubber... let's just call it a plug here.
Uh-huh.
$139. I think she's asking too much for her stuff, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
This is outrageous. All right. Well, whatever.
Wow. Handcuffs.
Yeah.
Look at you, Pepper Potts.
Slickwid. You want some Slickwid?
There's like no doubt what that does.
Yeah. Then there's Lover's Oil.
Castle Pasties. Look at you. All right.
Yeah, look at Pepper Potts. I've freed Tony. I get it now. I get it, buddy. I see why you're so into it.
They have a suction handlebar for inside your shower. There's just like, if you go to somebody's house and use their bathroom.
Yeah.
And they've got that sitting there. It's like you pretty much know, all right, well, here's what that's used for.
Yeah, yeah. You got the menstrual cup. You got the... they have all kinds of things here. Let's see.
At least you'll know that your friend has a very strong pelvic wall.
Yeah. No, yeah, and floor. You need that floor.
Pelvic floor. I'm sorry, pelvic floor. Yes.
Yeah, don't forget about the pelvic floor. Oh, I play...
Yeah, the walls have a little dry rot, but the floor is nice and solid. Good foundation.
Yeah, you can work around it if it's a good foundation. anyway, there's a whole section on the store called Cosmic Health where they have psychic vampire repellent.
wait a minute, where is this?
This is all true, what I'm saying. This is crazy.
Is
this
that is, in
sits
that
on
under...
goop.com if you go
oh, no,
to
I'm
the
there, but what's the section? What Cosmic Health.
Cosmic
there we go,
Health,
wellness.
Yeah. Yeah.
When do we stop calling it health and start calling it wellness?
The minute that it started to be illegal to say something actually had health benefits, and so they had to come up with some other bullshit to make it sound like it's real. How about child?
Wow, you got water bottles with a giant crystal in the middle to like infuse your water with positive energy.
Yeah. Smoky quartz bottle. Look at that. It's like a freaking lightsaber crystal at the bottom of that thing. Look at this here. You got chill child. It's a kid calming mist. You spray it on your kid. So if your kid's acting up, Mom, I want some gum. You go, shh.
Just spray.
Thank you, Mommy. Everything's fine now.
I think we need to buy a bottle of psychic vampire repellent.
This is such garbage. A mist blends aphrodisiac essential oils and crystal infused water to encourage love to flow in your life. She might be nutty. She might be nutty is all I'm getting at.
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't think she's... I think she's a... I'm sure she's a contributor. I don't think all of this stuff came from the mind of Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, she's got people.
Yeah.
She has a pill supplement called Why Am I So Effing Tired? So that's a thing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not gonna say what page I'm on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that there are a bunch of products named things like the millionaire, the Frenchman, the fireman, the tennis coach.
These are the wiener, the dildo units.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, they're
the tennis coach.
I don't like where she's gone. I like her as Pepper Potts. I like her chastising Tony.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
But the Frenchman looks like something you could use to move the eggs into your croque madame sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, you know those French, man, always double using the got the double
boy.
Use going.
All right,
on. Sure.
Good deal.
Anyway, the whole point was Paulina Poroskova.
That's right. And not even her is like the cars. Yeah.
they've broken up. They're no longer what does it says? They are no longer just what they needed. She declared on social media Wednesday the couple have been peacefully separated for the past year. The Cars performer frontman, and honestly, he looks like a zombie, and the supermodel, who still looks great, have had one of the more enduring celebrity marriages, 29 years total. It's less than I thought. I thought they were married in the mid-80s, but I guess not. Anyway, in a post that aptly contained a transportation metaphor, Poroskova explained that the family, explained that the family, they have grown two sons. Oh, I see. That's, yeah. They have two kids. Mm-hmm. Article, you can just say they have two sons. You don't have to say they've grown two sons.
Right. And why isn't it they have two grown sons, right? I mean, it would seem like.
Yeah.
It seems like a weird positioning of letters, of words. Sons would make sense. They have grown two sons.
I hate everything about this. And then she goes on to say, a family is still a well-built car, right? And then it says, however, on the bicycle of their relationship, the spouses, quote, no longer pedal in unison. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
No, I think she's been inhaling too much psychic vampire spray.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there.
Are there women now saying, ooh, Rick Ocasek back on the market?
Yeah, they're thinking, hey, let's get in there. Don't let nobody pick your bum, he says.
No, don't. It's true.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Mm-hmm. At least that's the first Rick Ocasek line that I've had. Right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
All these other songs were Benjamin Orr fronted Cars songs that they've been quoting. Just What I Needed and Bye Bye Love. Both of those are Benjamin Orr fronted songs.
Sometimes I get in the mood for the Cars.
And yeah.
Sometimes I can't stand them, but most of the time I like them. You know. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to what was the other little thing they had? The Dynamite something band. And it had some of the Cars people in it. Wasn't there what was that called? Something Dynamite.
You're not thinking Big Audio Dynamite,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, wasn't there connections with the Cars with
them? Clash. That's Mick Jones from The Clash.
Oh, I got them mixed up.
Yeah.
I got emaciated, white, black-haired man
right.
confusion.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carter in the chat room. That's Nature's Pocket.
Man. Anyway. Hi, Carter. Welcome to the show where your dad just looked at vibrators for 5 minutes on Gwyneth Paltrow's website.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows.
Unsee that.
She knows I go for the ridiculous, so she'll be fine. All right. Yeah. Well, look at this, what we got here.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
Time for the news brought to you by...
by a weird protein shake thing.
Yeah, so...
do I have it here? I don't know, but I'm going to have a sip of coffee because that's appropriate.
Yeah, that seems appropriate for the morning. Kim bought these things, got them on sale at... Costco or something. Mm-hmm. They're called Premier Protein or Protein Premier.
Okay.
Or Premier Protein. I don't know why I'm saying that backwards. And sure. These are 30 grams protein, 160 calories, 1 gram sugar, low fat, blah, blah, blah. Right. Mm-hmm. It's the flavor is caramel or caramel, depending on who you are.
Okay.
Normally, I don't mind these sorts of things. Like, oh, a little pick-me-up, a little energy in the morning, you know, like a little protein thing, whatever. It's fine. It's like drinking one of those carnation things or what's the one old people drink?
Ensure.
Ensure, yeah. It's a little like that, but less chalky, you know?
Right.
But this tastes like somebody melted down a bunch of caramel, the caramel you put on caramel apples, just like straight up caramel. It just feels like they melted that down, put it in the fridge, and made you drink it.
Listen, I know you can say either caramel or caramel, but stop saying caramel because it's caramel.
Is it caramel?
It's caramel. It's both are appropriate, but caramel. Come on now. It's caramel.
I hate caramel.
Melted down a bunch of caramel.
It sounds fancy to say it that way. I don't like it. Caramel.
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 It's burnt sugar and butter, isn't it? Isn't that what caramels are? Burnt sugar and butter?
It, basically. And that's what this tastes like. So, Brian, I was just thinking of you because it's like a thickened liquid, kind of thickened. And it tastes like melted caramel.
Now, see, I think I could do that. It's not because I would kind of say, oh, like a caramel milkshake or something like that.
Sure.
Is basically what I'd be doing. But if it's something that's not supposed to be thickened, like iced tea, I think was the thing I did, or coffee, I think was the thing I tried when I made that horrendous noise. It's something that's not supposed to be thick.
Now I have to play the sound.
Okay.
Because it's too fun.
Cover yours, Genie.
Okay, here's Brian after he...
thickened coffee.
It's such a great gag.
Brian's body rejecting whatever that was.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, anyway, in the news today, you know those Brinks trucks? They got like all the money in them.
Sure, an armored vehicle.
Yeah, they're carrying all the money to the bank and the whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well,
I saw Bill Murray rob one of those very easily in the movie Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's right.
Because he had everything timed perfectly.
Yeah, I need to. That's been a while. I need to watch that movie. Yeah,
you didn't watch that on Groundhog Day?
No, I meant to. Oh, I was going to make Carter do it too. She's in the chat right now. I was going to make her.
Are
sit
you
going to
watch
it.
Every Star Wars movie tomorrow?
No.
Oh, but it's the Force of May.
I hate
Isn't that what the, that's a phrase, the Force of May.
It's the welcome to the Force of May, everybody. Put your Darth Vader on. Woo.
All right. Anyway,
I don't mind the day to celebrate Star Wars. It's just, I don't like how it sounds.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're flubbing your words. The Fourth. Right. May the Fourth be with you.
Right.
Anyway. So the Brinks truck. Down on I-70. That's a highway.
That's a highway that goes through Denver.
Oh, maybe this happened near you.
No, it didn't. It happened in Indianapolis.
Well, all right then. It lost hundreds of thousands in cash, about $600,000.
Oh, my God.
As it crashed. A door flew open. Sorry, it didn't crash. So the door went flunk.
I thought you closed the back door, Elmer. No, I thought you did.
Oh, shit. We're going to pay for this. I ain't going to get my vacation days. Indiana State Police are asking anyone who found loose money. Yeah, this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
On I-70 Wednesday and to return it. Chaotic scene unfolded around 9 a.m. on westbound I-70 near Holt Road. Steve Holt. And when the back security door in the Brinks truck came open. So, speaking of Steve Holt, did you see the Ron Howard narrated Star Wars thing?
No, but I saw a link to it, and just imagining it was hilarious.
It's really funny, dude.
Good. Okay.
It's actually good. It's like like stuff like Luke and Leia not knowing in episode 4 that they were brother sister yet, but but him knowing that, you know, is really funny. It's really really good. I'm so glad they did that, and I realize, you know, they've got him for Solo anyway. They may as well borrow him for this.
Right.
So there's that.
Do it.
Anyway, it says the door flew open. Bags of money were falling out the back of the interstate, said ISP Corporal Brock McCoo. Would you say McCoo? Yeah. There's an E at the end. McCoo,
McCoo for sure. Or McCooey.
McCooey. Might McCooey. Be McCooey. Brock McCooey. Of the Clan McCooey. says something out of a movie scene where you have loose bills flying all over the interstate, vehicles stopping, people getting out of their cars, etc. Yeah. Troopers at the scene initially said up to $600,000 had flown across the interstate. Police later said the exact amount was not known. The Brinks truck driver told state police that another driver waved at him and pointed to the back of his truck, and that's when he realized the door was not secured. It's not known whether the incident was a result of a mechanical failure or human error. Either way, a whole bunch of people got a bunch of cash. So
yeah,
that.
And but you're not supposed to keep it. If
nope.
you got money, you better return it.
No one's gonna. Unless you mark that stuff, how are you gonna ever get that back?
Yeah. Tina found a dollar bill on the floor at the Plaza Hotel Casino. And she says, am I allowed to keep this? And I said, yeah, I think so. I mean, that's you can't really say who lost a dollar in the middle of a casino. Now, you can do if somebody drops one of those tickets that has like, you know, one of those tickets you put into. I guess you don't know. But if you play slots and you win, you say, all right, cash out. Instead of it going ding, 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 with a ton of quarters and stuff, you get a little paper ticket that you then take to another machine.
Right.
Or the cashier cage, insert it, and then get your cash.
Be the same
if
as
you find one of those.
You should probably turn those in.
Return it. Yeah.
And then if you find somebody's cash or card that they use to insert into those machines, you need to give that back too.
Well, what people usually do is just pull it out, stick it on top of the machine, and then the casino staff will find it and take it to the lost and found. But
yeah,
those are no big deal because you just say, "I lost my card," and you go up to the front and they give you a new one.
That's true.
They want you to keep playing and not be looking for your card.
How do you feel though about slot machines have become? It's less that cool rando thing that it used to be. Now it's just like receipts and cards and stuff. Like, I miss the ding 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 ding.
They still make the noise. I'd much rather get a piece of paper that's generated by the machine than handle quarters that have been handled by who knows how many people that were just doing who knows what in the privacy of their hotel room.
Yeah.
Totally fine with that. Like, this is one of the casinos where I did not find, much to my chagrin, buckets of sanitary wipes all over the place. They had a couple of those pump things on the wall.
Yeah.
And I use those anytime I passed one, but I want those little soy packets of disinfecting wipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we try to keep a little bottle with us all the time in Vegas because Vegas, yeah. Man, it's just Vegas. You got to be careful. Yeah. But back in the day, you'd have a little cup and you'd fill it with those nickels or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and then you'd dump the nickels out and you'd look at the cup and go, oh my gosh, this white
right.
cup
or your
is
hands,
now black.
Or your fingertips would be all black and gross. And
yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no, I'm totally happy with the new ticket in, ticket out, or Tito, as it's referred to.
Oh, Tito, is that what it's called?
Tito, yes. Oh, ticket in, ticket out.
Yeah. Get your Tito out.
Get your Tito. Tito, get me a tissue.
Anyway, a bunch of people in Indiana are happy. A man. Yeah. There's a man. He was pronounced guilty at his trial, so a Georgia man.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't hear the verdict, so he didn't know he was actually guilty or didn't know he was pronounced guilty because he escaped during the lunch break.
Well, good. There you go. He was very prescient. He says, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go. I'll see you. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
Sure, that's exactly how it went.
He says he was on a trial for murder in April. Didn't stick around to hear the verdict. Instead, 26-year-old Verlaine Laquier.
It's Verlaine Laguerre.
Laguerre. Oh, it's not a Q. It's a G. Yeah.
Which is French for the queer.
The queer. I am Laquier. French for the queer. Slipped out of the Atlanta, Georgia courthouse during a lunch break on April 20th, according to Fulton County District Attorney's Office. More than 1 week later, the escaped convict is still on the run. Georgia authorities described Laguerre as dangerous. Laguerre, he's in there for murder, probably dangerous.
Yeah, he's in there and he was sentenced to murder, found guilty of murder.
Yeah, this all happened. Felony murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm during commission of a felony. According to the district attorney, he and an accomplice were sentenced to life in prison plus 5 years. Wait, how's that work?
That means that just in case you reach the end of your life and still not die, then they can put another 5 years. I don't know how that works. Yeah. It's always, you know, like, well, 12 life sentences. Well, okay, I think one is adequate.
Is it just to make a point, like to say, well, you screwed up so bad.
So bad, we're giving you... Right, we're basically saying forever plus. Infinity plus.
Great. They chuck test him in the corner and put him in... They stuff you and make you sit there for 5 years.
and then they kill you again in 5 years.
Yeah, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a thing. So if you live in Georgia, be on the lookout for this guy, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, Red Fraggle 3 says if they appeal and the sentence gets reduced, you still do the 5 years. You still do the add-on.
Oh, you have a mandatory 5 years no matter whether. Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. So if your life sentence is revoked, then you say, well, but you still got the 5 years.
I got it. So you could be in there and have like for whatever reason, you've got really good behavior or some, I don't know what the deal is. Some of the laws soften up in your state. They cut down from life to something else. You have to still, no matter what, do those 5 years.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, chat room. Once again, you educate us. You make us smarter.
They're all like members of the bar in there.
They are.
Well, Brian's member of a bar, but a very different bar.
I'm the member of several.
Several bars.
Several bars.
A private club.
One more punch and I get a free pina colada.
The British are smart sometimes. And there's a company there. They're a company who are turning waste food or food waste into beer. Mm. So think of this. It's a Wednesday night in central London, and the trendy Temple Brew House pub is packed with people out for after-work beers and burgers.
Sure.
Crowd of in one corner is slipping in intently from a half-pint tasting glass, savoring a beer they helped brew about a month earlier using an unusual ingredient, and that is leftover bread.
Okay. All
Brian, right. Would you eat or, sorry, drink beer from leftover food, bread, food, whatever you could do there?
Yeah, I imagine I would, especially from the way they describe it. It's not like they said, oh, you're not going to finish that hamburger? Great. We're going to take your bun and make beer out of it.
Right. It's not some half. Yeah. It's not like this thing's got teeth marks in it by the time you put it in the thing. The idea is like any average grocery store, you know, they always have the like, oh, dollar loaves because these have been out all day.
Yesterday's, day olds. Panera usually has these big boxes. Mm-hmm. When I go in there in the mornings for like a coffee or something, on my way out, I see these big boxes that I think they donate to local food shelters and stuff like that. Or
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Food shelter, but a food bank.
Food.
Right, or a homeless shelter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not sheltering the food, exactly.
Not sheltering the food.
Keep that food covered.
Oh, look at that baguette. It's finally going to get a home.
Well, anyway, this is cool. They say this. We're using old bread. In the UK, 44% of all of its bread is wasted. That's a crazy number. Mm-hmm. Said Toast Ale's chief brand and financial officer, Louisa Ziane. How would you say that?
Yeah, probably like that.
Ziani.
Ziane or
could
Ziane.
Be Ziane. Louisa Ziane.
Now batting.
So anyway, so we take this the surplus bread from the bakeries and sandwich makers, and we replace a third of the barley that we would otherwise be using in the brew, upcycling bread that would otherwise have been wasted. And when I said upcycling, I think I meant recycling. No, did they say? They said upcycling.
They say upcycling, yeah.
Well, that's an interesting term. Is that some trendy, freaking hippie thing to say?
And people can correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I've always translated upcycling is you are, instead of recycling, like you recycle glass and just reuse it as glass or recycle plastic bottles and refill them or whatever.
Right.
Upcycling means you're taking something that would normally get thrown away and turning it into something completely different. So you're not recycling the bread into new bread. You're recycling the bread into beer.
Oh, I see. I would have said alt-cycling, like alternate cycling.
I'll bet you in 10 years we have alt-cycling.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm ready for lab-grown meat. I'm totally ready for that. Not a problem. Bring it on.
Lab meat. I think they already had that. It was...
They're getting there.
There was a name for it, and we had it. We totally had it. It was... Shoot. It's not Soylent.
Was it a meat? It was a meat.
Yes, it was like a lab generated protein meat. Shoot, I can't remember what it was called, but we personally didn't eat this,
right?
But I remember seeing it as a news story not long ago.
Well, let's see. Lab grown meat. The state of lab grown meat. It keeps coming up on DTNS and stuff. Like Tyson Foods investment arm is backing this lab meat stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's commercially available, but it was like a. Somebody tasted it and said.
Did they say it was good?
Yeah. Maybe I'm imagining it, and it was like Paul Giamatti saying, you know, or not Giamatti. It was Joey Pantoliano saying, I know this steak is really not.
This isn't real.
This isn't real, but this is the most delicious steak I've ever had.
This is really great.
I need a job.
Yeah. Can I work for you, Mr. Smith?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Somebody got a hold of the 3-hour presentation. For a flat earthers conference.
Oh, good. Okay. A 3-hour bore.
And they found some stuff in here that's pretty rad. For example, the universe is an egg.
Sure.
Is a belief they carry.
Okay, great.
And
you know, if you've already believing that the Earth is flat, you could just say, and space is a Cheeto.
And also, this is my favorite one. Because I don't know why. It just is funny. The moon isn't real.
It's a projection.
Yeah. It's just some kind of weird 3D hoo-ha up there.
Yeah, great.
Okay, 3-hour presentation contended that the universe is a giant egg. There was the Manchester musician who posted the Earth is the shape of a diamond, and another who believes the moon is a projection. Welcome to the Flat Earth UK convention. It was a raucous departure from scientific norms where people are free to believe literally anything. Quote, when people ask me what I believe, I can't say I believe in anything 100%, says Gary John, who told the audience during his opening address. Apart from that, we don't live on a globe. Well, that sounds like he believes 100% to me. It sounds like he's not
right.
Really.
It sounds like there's one thing I can believe, and that's that we don't live on a globe. Otherwise, I can't believe anything 100%. Does milk come from cows? Maybe, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. He had 200 people in this audience. It says, where is this?
I'm a skeptic on a lot of things, but I feel like there are certain things that are proven to the point where you don't need to be a skeptic about it anymore.
Yeah.
No. We breathe air.
Yeah, we breathe air.
The moon exists and orbits around our spherical globe-shaped planet.
Yeah, and we also, yes, there are there are truths.
Inalienable, right.
Yeah, there are truths. Yes. There's no getting around them.
Right.
Around them, get it? Because that'd be like a glove.
Get around them.
And I've heard non-ironically, I've heard flat earthers say the phrase, there are many of us all across the globe. I've heard them say that.
Yes.
So
we got a lot of flat earthers around the world that all believe the same thing, yeah.
This kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
It boils my cheese. I can't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's boil some additional cheese and take a break. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back with major spoilers. That's right. Steven's going to join us. And we'll see where that takes us. Let's do that now. Do you have a song? What do you got there?
I do. And I believe it's this one.
Ah, great.
I believe it's Feel Alive. Is that the one it was?
That's correct. The one I have, yes.
Good. Let me, there we go. Let me pull up my notes. Thank you, iTunes, for switching that all up all over the place. Indie rock folk duo, The Dregs, have a brand new album coming out. They've released this song, kind of the single ahead of all of it. They are from Bribie Island, which is a small town in southeast Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
They formed The Dregs on the Sunshine Coast, infusing a mixture of summer vibes and wintry folk into one unique sound. This is great. This is just a fun song. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. The song is called Feel Alive. Here are The Dregs.
Step one, run away with me. We'll find some place we're meant to be, where the grass is greener on the other side. Step two, I can make a story, I promise that it won't be boring. I'll pack our things, we'll head so far away. I've been waiting for a long time to feel alive. So take my hand, our problems will subside. Step three, pedal to the floor, winds and rains will stay on course to find out what it means to run away. Step four, I can give you more than life can give you. Open doors, I'll grant your wish, I'll show you sunny days. I've been waiting for a long time to feel alive. So take my hand, our problems will subside.
Take my hand.
So now we wrote the book, we traveled far and had a look at everything we said when we were young. So far, we've come to know what it takes for us to grow. No need to settle down and take it slow. I've been waiting for a long time to feel alive. So take my hand, our problems well subside.
Guys, who can resist a morning lick from your dog or a purr from your cat? Man, they're the first thing they see in the morning. They see you and they go, oh man, I love you. It's also, I don't know, a quick smile before bed when your pet's heading off to go to sleep. That's how I feel about my dog. They trust you to take care of them, and that's why you feed them Canidae. C-A-N-I-D-A-E to keep them healthy and happy. Canidae is an independent and family-owned pet company, pet food company, who uses the same care and the same quality ingredients they would with their own pets when they're making their pet foods. In keeping with their commitment to pets and their people, Canidae has taken the first steps at Canidae Farms to getting involved in growing some of the ingredients they use. This is pretty awesome. Go to canidae.com/podcast to try it out, all right? I want you guys to do that. C-A-N-I-D-A-E. Rainer lost her mind with these treats. I can't really explain this, but usually a new treat comes along and Rainer's sort of a little bit iffy about it. Not sure she wants to, you know, dive right in. Sometimes she'll eat them, whatever. Sometimes she won't. Not with these. These arrived. Opened the bag. She lost her mind. I've never seen her so happy to get a treat in her life. Get your own free sample and other free other special offers at canidae.com/podcast. Try it today. That's canidae.com/podcast. And try it for free, okay? Do it. Get it done. Make it happen. They've been independently owned since 1996. That's a big deal. And they're 5-star rated. canidae.com/podcast. Do it today.
To copy files from drive to drive, just drag and drop. Gimme five. Wondering what command to use? Select from our drop-down menus.
Woo! It's stupid.
The Morning Stream. Sweep the leg!
All right. We're back, everybody. We're back. Yeah, we are. That was nice, this little jaunty little thing there. I like that.
Fun little tune.
Yeah, can't complain about that.
No, if you complain about that, you have no heart.
Yeah, if you complain about that, then unfriend me.
If you don't like
it. All right, this may jack up audio for a second because I forgot to do the call earlier because I'm dumb. All right, Steven.
Oh yeah, we forgot.
Steven Schleicher coming in hot. Oh, I have a new thing for him.
Steven.
Oh, man. Listen to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Steven Schleicher. What do you think of that, buddy?
Wow, that was nice.
pretty intense there, right?
Like, you should play that when you walk into a room from now on.
I know, right? send me that clip. I'm going to put it on my phone.
It's not bad. I'm going to make it so when you text me, that's what I hear. That'd be cool.
Ooh, okay. Let me try it now.
It'll take like 3 minutes, and I hope, Steven, once you know that he's got that on there, you send little short burst texts.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course.
Hey, send. Yeah. How's it going? Send.
Yeah. What's going on? How's your day? Great. Good to hear. Yeah, totally.
Doing a show on Monday.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Oh yeah, I should probably let you know that we weren't going to be here Monday, which I didn't do. But we are happy to have you in late week. There's no problem with that. We like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the reason we're doing it is there's big goings on with DC and some other stuff.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear your take on it. So without much other fanfare or introduction, what's going on and how is it all tied to Free Comic Book Day, or is it?
Oh, there's so much going on. Should we start with Free Comic
Book
Day?
Let's start with that.
There's a bunch of things that I sent you, so I don't know where you want to
start. Let's start with Free Comic
Book
Day. Well, let's start with Free Comic Book Day, and we'll burn it from there.
All right. So Saturday, May 5th, 2018, is Free Comic Book Day, mm-hmm. and that means free comic books. Well,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So every year, publishers get together, and they put together either a sampling of or a full comic of something, and they send it to comic shops around the country, and you can go and pick them up. And this year, I'm looking at the list. There's got to be about 40 comics that you can pick up on Free Comic Book Day. Mm-hmm. You have two different levels. There's a Gold Comics level, and those are your DCs, your Marvels, your Boom Studios, your Dynamite Image. Entertainment, Image, and did I say IDW Publishing? So there's six new gold tier publishers with Diamond these days. And so they all have something that's up for offer, and there's always something there. And those should be completely 100% free. So coming out of the gold, we've got a new Captain, we've got a Avengers Captain America book coming out. Boom Studios has the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers special. And with the news this past week that Hasbro has purchased the entire Power Rangers property outright from both Bandai and from Saban Entertainment,
mm-hmm.
That might be a book you want to go pick up. Dark Horse has an Overwatch comic that people might want to go check out.
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. DC has their DC Superheroes Girls, which is a really cool line. They also have their, I think it came out actually on Wednesday. I think it's only a quarter. It's not free, but they have their DC Comics Universe number 0 that came out this week, which gives you a new idea of what direction they're going with some of their stuff after the end of DC Metal or Dark Knight's Metal that they had a couple of months ago.
Mm.
So there's all sorts of stuff. Transformers, you want that, you've got it. Pokemon Sun and Moon, those are all in the gold level. If you're an Invader Zim fan, you've got that as well. And then in the silver category, that's all the rest category.
Mm.
And there's so many, we just can't list them all, but there's something there for everyone. There's going to be kids comics. There's going to be all ages comics. There are going to be comics that are going to be specifically for adults. So you do have to be careful if you're just going, hey, free comics, let's grab this and give it to my kid. Because it may not be totally kid appropriate.
Well, do we know how do you know if your local? I mean, I guess you can call around and stuff. But all the things you've mentioned, are we relatively certain we can get a lot of this stuff when we go to our local comic place?
All the gold level comics you should be able to get. Now, a couple of things to keep in mind: every comic shop does a free comic book day differently. Some will actually charge you like 5 cents a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Some will ask that you make a $10 purchase, and for every $10 in comics you buy, you get one or two free comics. Some of them are just like, yep, there's the rack of free comics. While you're at it, go check the rest of the store. We've got a bunch of sales going on. So the best thing to do is call your local comic shop and see what's going on with their free comic book day and what kind of deals or specials or what they have going on. For most comic shops, free comic book day is one of their biggest dollar making days of the year. This is where they will have an increase in new subscribers or people who have a pull list. They see pull lists go up by about 10% or more each year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time of year that they get to make money, because surprisingly, this seems to be the time of the year that most people flood to the comic book shop because they hear there's these things called comic books.
Yeah.
And they want to see what all the hullabaloo is about.
Right.
I can imagine so. So, any of the things that you've mentioned, are you specifically excited about, like that are feel like game changery things? Like the DC thing sounds interesting from a kind of here's what we're doing next point of view, or is this all just Free Comic Book Day fluff?
Some of them are going to be like, hey, this was something that we already re-released, you know, a year ago, and so we're putting it together here. I think the Avengers Captain America is a new story right there. The Power Rangers special, I believe, is I don't have the preview for that one, but I want to say that it has some already released content. The DC stuff is all brand new. Doctor Who has a thing coming out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just going to be a mix. But most of the time, it is a sampling of what's to come, or it's a reprint of something that they've had out for a while.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's usually what I, when I go, it's like, oh,
yeah, it's promotions.
It's promotions. It's like, get you in here. It is some free cool stuff. It's great for kids because they don't care. You know, they just want a cool comic, and to them, a free one is no different right. than the one you paid for. So I'm all for it on the whole. So that all seems mm-hmm. good. For some reason, the notes I had from you didn't come up here. Can you? Oh, here it is. Sorry, this is all jacked up. Let's talk about the. Well, first of all, you saw Avengers, right?
No, I did not.
What?
But here's the thing. Major spoilers.
Steven Schleicher hasn't seen Avengers Infinity War. I can't believe it.
Here's the thing. Some couples, when they get married, decide that it's a good idea to have children.
Yeah.
And at some point, those children are going to get older, and those children are going to get involved in sports things.
Ah.
And oftentimes, those sports things, like soccer, require that you travel great distances to go play in soccer tournaments. Mm. And oftentimes, when you are on the road, you do not have time to go to a movie theater to see the Avengers Infinity War, which by this weekend will be the fastest movie to ever reach $1 billion.
Yes. Also, number one highest weekend of all time.
Also, if you happen to have a movie theater like the movie theater that we have in our town, you come back just in time at like 7 o'clock on a Sunday, and you're like, hey, I've got a time to go do one quick thing to the site, and then probably around 9 o'clock I'll be able to go and see the Avengers movie Sunday night.
Mm.
Not if you're my theater who decides, you know, we're only going to show the Avengers two times in the evening on Sunday, one at 6:30 p.m. and the other at 7 p.m.
What?
And we're not going to do anything after that. Our movie theater is so stupid.
That's really weird. It like is. Our yeah. theater just down the road here, it's a pretty big theater, but they've got, it's outrageously, the number of showings of Avengers completely dwarfs anything else in the theater. Mm-hmm. It's like 30 yeah. showings a day or some weird thing. Like all these different 3D versions and fake IMAX versions. Regular 2D versions, like by the end mm-hmm. of this, by the end of the schedule, it's like 25-30 showings. It's insane.
Yeah.
Every day, yeah, including Sunday. So I feel your pain, dude. Hayes, Kansas needs to get on it.
I might be able to see something this weekend, but again, soccer tournaments. On the plus side, I gotta say, a little bit of bragging here from parents. My son's team is really, really good.
Well, that's great.
apparently, according to this website of the last tournament, they're ranked 9th in the state for their age division.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the boy is always scoring at least one goal a game.
Can I guess his position?
Really, really good.
I want to guess his position. I'm going to say that you have raised a left or right. He's forward. He's playing forward.
Yeah, he's a striker.
Okay, there you go. That's great. Yeah. And he's scoring points. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh yeah. Sometimes he's the only one that scores points.
Living your childhood soccer dreams through the next generation. Fantastic.
Yes. So having those dreams in my head for future things kind of outweighs seeing a movie. But also
I understand.
This weekend, my mom's birthday, and we got to do something for my mom's
birthday. Oh my gosh!
So.
I know, it just never ends, right? I hate when the spring is like that. I hate it.
I know, right?
One thing after another. Yeah.
So I haven't seen the movie yet. I know three main characters who die. And I didn't have to go looking for spoilers. I didn't have to go stumble upon a website that says, OMG, can you believe XYZ character was killed?
Hmm.
And that's because there's these things called unintentional spoilers or hidden spoilers that if you've got half a brain, you can figure it out. For example, one of the characters who dies.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give this character's name.
Yeah. I know. This is, I'm like, oh, this is kind of treading on some
check this out.
All right, okay.
So one of the actors in the movie has an Instagram that I follow, and I guess it was premiere night a couple of weeks ago when they were doing the big premiere in Hollywood, mm-hmm. and the person's taking pictures and posting them. Here's so-and-so who plays this character and this character, and he gets to this one, and here's this actor who played this character so well.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I see, kind of like, remember when it was great?
Why is he saying past tense?
Yeah. Okay. And so it's like, so this character is going to die. So there's the unintended spoiler that happens.
Well, I wonder if they, I mean, you don't have to say them out loud here, but I wonder if the names match with what actually happened in the film. Like if you are under the impression that one or two of these names are characters that pass in the movie, but in reality they didn't. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh,
if
no, they all.
Oh, you've confirmed this. You're not of a. I mean, your site's called Major Spoilers.
Spoilers don't bother me really. I mean, we talked about this before. In that the spoilers, then, if you're finding out that this character dies, and how can that be because of things that Marvel has said were coming up?
Mm-hmm.
How can that be?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me more interested to see the movie to see. It's not the destination. It's the journey.
Right? Yeah, the science supports what you're saying, but people still flip out because they're weird.
Oh yeah, people really flip out. And the sad thing is, and we've talked. Oh, maybe you should wait a week before you start revealing spoilers about a big movie like this.
Yeah.
Sites have just started dropping the spoilers. They're like, "F this. It's Wednesday. If you haven't seen the movie by Wednesday, tough."
You know what's crazy? I'm looking at the chat room right now. Somehow. Yeah. They're figuring out a way to blame me for Steven saying he knows about three deaths in the movie. How is that actually possible? Seriously, that is annoying.
I'm looking to see. Oh, Wannabos.
There's a number of them. They were like, oh, here he goes again. Everybody, guys, I didn't say anything. You're killing me over there, Smalls. Anyway, well, that's when you see it, I'm anxious to talk to you. I want to hear what you thought.
It'll be a lot of fun. But, yeah. I mean, there are certain things that if you are someone who has read comics and if you've ever read Infinity Gauntlet, then you know that bad things happen and people die. In fact, in the comics, I don't know this about the movie, but in the comics, half the universe dies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The comics are a little more brutal, I think, because, I mean, in the comics, stuff is so much less final because they can maybe that's true in the MCU as well, but they can bring anybody back, Steve Rogers is a Nazi, everybody, he's working for freaking Hydra, you never knew it, and then now he's not, like Superman's dead, no he isn't. That's just the way comics are.
I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that three people die in Infinity War.
Thinks a little bit more than that.
I didn't confirm anything. Yeah. You can chat room. You guys can all blame Scott until the sun is red. This great sun of Krypton is red. Hey, what else? Oh, that Solo trailer looks pretty good. Looks pretty sweet. Looks pretty
Solo
sweet.
Looks really good. Yeah. Can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah, we're 22 days away? Something like that.
We are 20-something days away, and we are only 13 days away from the Deadpool 2 movie, which is hitting theaters. That's May 16th.
Yeah.
There's a great Celine Dion video music video that just came out today that features.
I saw
Deadpool.
A little GIF from that. It looks hilarious.
Mm. It is pretty funny. But I think you said something about DC and what's going on at DC. Many people know that Warner Brothers and DC are launching a digital service.
Yeah.
Just like CBS has done.
Mm-hmm.
We now know four of the at launch titles.
Okay.
We know that there's a Titans series that's coming out. That's been talked about for a long time. Then we also knew that there was the Young Justice season 3 is coming out on that. That's the animated series. Then there's a Harley Quinn series, which I can't remember if that's live action or not.
This service is meant to be a mix of that, though, right? Like live action, animation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, live action, animation, but it's all DC stuff. And then just announced yesterday, Swamp Thing is getting a new live action 60-minute drama series on this DC Universe service when it launches in 2019.
Cool. And that's live action?
That's live action.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well,
some of you may remember the Swamp Thing show from, what was it, the 80s?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, or the movie.
Yeah, that Ray Wise movie was pretty horrible. Right. We saw it for film sec.
I'm hoping that this will be much, much, much better.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's a known fact that DC makes really good animated and television content. They've been able to master that. They struggle at the box office, or at least lately. The Nolan Batman years are pretty strong and stuff like that. But generally speaking, they've not found the Marvel magic with their movie stuff. Mm-hmm. But their animated products that they put out are all really good, good to the point that
even
the live action shows. But like the minute I hear there's like a new Batman animated thing, I get all excited. I love them. They're really, really well made. The Justice League stuff's awesome. It's great. And I don't just mean like the Saturday morning Cartoon Network stuff. I mean like the 2-hour movies they put out, like Under the Red Hood or is it not Under the Red Hood? Is it?
Yeah, it's Under the Red Hood.
Okay. And then they did the Hush adaptation and, they'll pull stuff from comics. Sometimes it's original, but I love that stuff. And so this is a service I'd actually consider adding to my list of too many things I subscribe to because I dig that stuff. It's great.
especially if you know, especially if the Swamp Thing show is great, you know, and it, they've got the potential to make something really good just based on what they've already done with the other live action stuff too, not just the animation, but Gotham is decent. Not canon, but it's really good.
Right. I hear Krypton is really good too. I haven't watched
that. Oh, yeah. I heard really good things about that so far. Sci-fi channel? That's where that is?
Yep. Sci-fi. Yes.
Yeah. I need to watch that. I hear good things as well. And it looks cool. Mm-hmm. What they've shown looks pretty nifty. And I'm all about the nifty.
And that's the only place you'll be able to watch Titans, right? Is on the DC?
Yeah. Okay. That's the only place where you'll be able to watch those four shows is the DC Universe service. And they launched a thing yesterday that says, hey, sign up for your email and we'll let you know as soon as you can sign up. But, it, you know, they haven't announced pricing or anything to my knowledge yet. But looks like something I'll be dropping a few bucks.
When are we getting the Black Manta series? When's that happening?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What was that series? What was that series in the 90s? Mantis.
Mantis.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mantis. Yeah.
Was Mantis based on anything or is it its own deal?
No, it was its own thing.
Mantis. It was so dumb. But I like the whole Super Friends villain gallery. I would love to see all of them get some showtime. I want more Mr. Cold in my, or Dr. Cold in my life. Was it Dr. Cold? Wait.
Captain Cold.
Sorry. Mr.
Freeze and Captain Cold.
And Captain Cold with their two different takes on cold powers. it's so good. Solomon Grundy, all that. Let's see. Real quick before we get out of here. Rick and Morty, Dungeons and Dragons. I've been hearing a lot about this. Can you explain what that's about? What's going on there?
So, apparently, I don't know how they did this, but Jim Zub, who's a great writer, has been given permission to do a Rick and Morty comic where they explore the Dungeons and Dragons universe. And it will be, I forget when it's coming out. I don't have it here in front of me, but everyone is talking about it. Rick and Morty fans, I think, are very excited about it. Dungeons and Dragons fans are kind of scratching their head. And Jim Zub is like, I can't believe Hasbro's actually letting us do all this stuff and they're not making us redact anything. So it'll be pretty crazy. And until we get a new Rick and Morty season, people can enjoy Rick and Morty comics or they can go check it. And I forget which issue this is. It's does it say there in the notes, Scott? Issue 37
issue
or something
37,
like that.
Issue 37. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. In the 30s. You know, look, if you like your animation holding still and not moving, I guess this is great news. But I'm so much more interested in what this looks like as an episode or a series of episodes of Rick and Morty and less as a static comic book. But if that's all I can get, okay, fine. That's fine. But Rick and Morty needs
to be...
The
humor is there, and they've got good writers.
Right. But they don't...
And it fits in with the whole Harmontown thing anyway, which, you know...
Sure. Actually, is Dan Harmon writing or doing anything for the comic, or is this all separate?
No. Oh, no, really? Oh, I thought he did. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, but I mean, it's approved. It's approved by creators of both properties on this.
Okay.
And so this will be a 4-issue. It's actually a miniseries, so it'll not be part of the Rick and Morty regular run, but a miniseries that kicks off in August.
Who's the other guy? It's like Jimmy Gimbel, Jerry, John, Bill, Phil. Who's the guy?
Roiland.
Justin Roiland. Yeah.
Justin Roiland.
That was pretty close.
I've now figured out a way just to tune everything out that you say until you stop, and then I try to remember.
That's impressive. You've got a trick now that you can use. All right, before we go, I hear there's something cool going on in Critical Hit this week. What's going on?
Well, we are in the middle of, or we've just started our new season of the Void Saga, so we invite everyone to go check that out. And of course, we are putting up the character sheets over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. We are so close to hitting our next goal. We hope we can do it this month. And when we do, people will be able to get episodes of Critical Hit a week ahead of everyone else and commercial free.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really great. Go check that out. That's at majorspoilers.com. All the details are there. And all the stuff we talked about, it's all there. It's all stuff. You can find it. And coverage of the entire, you know, weekends goings on that may happen with Free Comic Book Day, also there. Yep. Steven Schleicher on Twitter is at Major Spoilers. Follow him there. Steven, glad we could sneak you in, man. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you later.
See you, Steven.
Bye.
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 Bye, Birdum.
Bye, Birdum.
Bye, Birdum. All right. Today, later, I got a thing with Patrick. Oh, I guess that doesn't go up till later, so never mind, everybody. We're doing one of his DTNS Labs things on video games, and I was thinking it was live, but it's not. It's going up on the feed later. So never mind. Just if you're a DTNS listener, you'll get it. You'll get it later. But
I'm now going to ignore everything you just said.
Ignore that whole thing. It's no big deal. What is today? Today's Thursday. So that means, I have to go to the dentist today. That'll be fun.
I'll be live streaming that.
Yeah, can't wait for that. That'll be great. It's my 6-month checkup, and I always hate those because they mean possible things, but then nothing ever usually happens, so it's usually fine. But we'll see today what that goes. The Kickstarter is doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, we unlocked a Go Fish deck. So if you like Go Fish, then you're going to be super stoked because I'm going to make a deck that is 100% focused on Go Fish, like fish themed, fish art, fish everything. We wanted more fish and we gave you more fish. That's how that fish deck, Go Fish deck, is going to go.
You want more fish? Go Fish.
Yeah, Go Fish. So details and how you can get that deck as well over at frogpants.com/cards. That's it. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. You can also send us emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. And if you want to find us on Twitter, you can find Brian over there at Coverville. I'm at Scott Johnson. Show's at Morning Stream. You can support us at patreon.com/TMS. By the way, we had a dip last month, and I don't know why. Some people bailed, and I don't know why you bailed. How come you bailed? Come on, come back.
To us. Undip.
Come back to us. I think we'll start doing some cool incentive stuff to get people back if you've gone away.
Well, one thing we've already added, and I can totally tease this because emails have gone out, is that if you are a member of our Patreon, you can contribute ideas for Babel Royale for you and Brian Dunaway, like topics for you to go back and forth on. And if I use your Babel on and on topic, then you get a prize yourself.
Whoa, so, what? That's fantastic. Yes. Just imagine. So. And you'll be considered for this. Is it at any level we've done it? They can be anybody?
I don't know. Sales Geek set it up, so I don't know which level.
Oh, okay. Maybe everybody. But even if you're just like, I just want to help the show. $1 a month. Imagine US dollar a month for how many episodes do we do? 16 some plus episodes a month?
Oh, per month? No, 20. Like, it's 5 days a week, man.
Oh, yeah. I forget. Yeah, you got the fifth one, which is happening tomorrow at 1:30 p.m., right. So come back for that. We'll be here for TMS PM. All right, Brian, song. Got one, do you?
I got one. This is going out to Marty in Maine. Marty in Maine. Dear Solo and Boba, if it's not too much hassle, would you please play a song for my son, Mitch, who turns 8 on May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo. I realized it's on a Saturday, so if possible, could you play it on either the Thursday show or Monday the 7th? He was so excited last year when you were kind enough to play a cover of Summer of 69 for his 7th birthday and even bragged to his friends how famous he was when he heard his name come through the quote-unquote radio. He's getting a brand new cherry red BMX bicycle for his birthday, and we thought it would be a perfect opportunity to hear a cover of Bicycle Race by Queen. You would truly make his day by allowing him another 15 minutes of fame. Thanks for all you do, and just to be safe, we better check the ship's phasers. All the best, Marty in Maine.
Man, hold on. We got to play that one.
Yeah.
Where is it? Hold on. Yeah, it's not here. Hold on. Oh, I know why, because I'm in the wrong deal. Here it is. I found it. Just something with the ship there.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
Got it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Marty also adds he's 8, so as close to the original as you can. So, yes, happy birthday, Mitch. Hope you have a great birthday. And
Mitch is a great name for a kid, isn't it? Mitch.
Totally. Yeah, Mitch.
Yeah, it's cool.
So let's play you a cover of Bicycle Race, originally by Queen. You wanted one somewhat closer to the original, which means I can't play the Japanese disco version of it, which is all right. I'll save that one for another time. Mm-hmm. But I will play the version by the band Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. This is great. And it's from their covers collection. Here it is, Bicycle Race by Holmes.
Awesome. Real quick, I forgot to completely spaced mentioning this. It's not because I was trying to hide it. Wendy wasn't here today because Wendy is traveling, and she'll be back next week. So, sorry. Forgot to tell everybody why we did that. Why, Steven? No,
all
Wendy.
All very secretive, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's no secret. She's fine. She's just traveling to Prague or somewhere. Some conference thing. I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, so she'll be back next week. Don't you worry your little heads. Here's the song. We'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Bicycle. Bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white.
You say bark.
I say bite.
You say shark.
I say hey man. Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rolls.
I say Royce.
You say God.
Give me a choice.
You say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
do is
this show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I had to finish my lunch.